we're holding by the end of the sugya of Tzli, the sugya of Chulya, but we'll sing it together with its chalpa, with its fat. The makar of the sugya, to understand what's coming out from over here, is that we have the Gemara again on that Zayin, the brings down that Rav Huna says when you took a gdi and you roast together with the chalpa, what's halacha? Afil murosh osnoi. That's a funnel. After the Gemara brings down from Yechnon, the same place, that you took a gdi and you shacked it together with its chalboi, what's the lach over there? Chilu for oichla at shemagia le chalboi. What's the lach over to stiro? Is it chilu oichla at shemagia le chalboi? What the lach is? I feel more shosnoi. The Gemara is three tirotsim. First teretz is whether it's kochosh or not. Pshat and kochosh, you already had two malchim and toisis. Whether it means namah hafeo, we don't for sure the shishim. The second teretz of the Gemara, if it says over here, chilu for oichla at shemagia le gid, it's talking about a case where the chulio bachalboi. We had the kidney together with chelo over here. That case is mutter. The Gemara is a third teretz that no, we got the wrong story over here. The story over here is the kilcha be'ulfis. You have these shrotzim of fish that can fry together with it, and you go give it to a kafela, go taste it. So again, we have this halacha kilcha be'ulfis adcham gil chalboi. We have three ways of answering why that's so: either kochosh or mitzvah the sugya the kuli over here chalbo. The case over here kilcha be'ulfis. Now to focus first on our case of kulio, the case over here of your kidney that had a chalba around it, what's the side to your makel? It says Rashi Tosfos, why we have a kum mafsik? We have a membrane that separates it, and therefore what time the Torah, the Rashba, the Rosh all say, once we have this membrane separating it, therefore would not go out from the chalab to the rest of the piece. Therefore, kalab oichel ad shemigil chalboi. That's how the Mechabim exactly said over here that we have a kum being mafsik, hagam, the basis to being examined, other pshat. The Ish Beforshim Meni Ruchum, over here we discuss the Lubin Shemakulio, or there is another Pshat in the Ritva, it's not Mevafeya, but Ikka the place can say, you say the rear, there were Kumbi Mafsik. Building upon that, once you say that, does it mean Mamish Kulva Ichla Acha Megila Chalboi Mamish? So we know, when you learn this figure, it says Kochish, says the same words, you shouldn't say Lav Dafka. Here also, common place in the Rosh, say Lav Dafka and the Chalboi Mamish, it means the Locha Kdei Klippo. And therefore, the mechaber brings down, the Torah brings down. The loch is kol va'oichel ad shemigil chalboi, but you have to take off a case of kedei klipo. Now there is a shaylo why klipo. We know the loch of Tzli is netilo, and therefore there's a pitoyer, the Archaim Kodesh, the Zefchei Tzedek. They want to argue the mechaber and say once you pass on netilo, here also should be a case of netilo. Fine, I'm going to know how you answer the kasha because the point goes not the way. The loch is a case of klipo. Then we have one loch of klipo. Those will say netilo. Kamal Gamon says no. The loch is we're going to pass between machma case of shishim. The machma is coming from a tumas adashim to benu peretz. It's word of chein noigim ve'ein l'shanis. Chein noigim ve'ein l'shanis. That's how the place can go. Kamal Gamon Moshe says chein noigim ve'ein l'shanis. Einem midin vaday or midin chumro. It doesn't mean chein noigim ve'ein l'shanis. It means midin chumro shaboy, not midin vaday. Why? What's the tzadfi machma and what's the Moshe saying over here? And after we know in a practical case. First,
what
does it mean? Yields is not massive? The krum is, yeah, not. We'll see what it means. We'll see why it's being machma over here. Oh. So, that's the first, there are two reasons why it's being machma. Come on, with us and Shach, and they bring down the first of in Paris and Trumas Tadashim. One of the main in Paris, the Goethe Smack says, we have three tools in the Gemara. Very important. The Gemara says, three sides over here. Case of Kochush, case of Kuli the Chalbon, and case of Kochul Elpis. First, instead of in Paris, a cloud. We have three tools, the last teretz argues the first two tools. He argues. That means the last teretz does not hold as a heter of a membrane being mafsik. Therefore, says the main parrot, we're going to pass like the last teretz and not hold the first two tefillim. Therefore, you do not have this heter of kulu b'chalpo. We don't have the heter of ad shemigil again by the case ad shemigil chalpo by the case of kulu b'chalpo. We're going to argue the first two tefillim. Aleph.
Also, kashrus.
We'll get to that's the kasha. Second thing is kamal chubas adashin. It says also a chashash over here. Maybe the kum opened up and it seeped through. It leaked out. Therefore, says the Tan Shach, they both bring down both reasons to be machmor over here. Why the Moshe and Chayin Ogim in the Shanis? Number one, they say, because first of all, we argue maybe the first two Tzotzim. And second of all, maybe the Krum opened up and then leaked through. Therefore, the Chayin Ogim in the Shanis are going to ask them, let's have a case of Shishim. The Baya comes along the going, others point out, what do we say over here? We have three Tzotzim, and the last Teretz argue the first two Tzotzim, and therefore, Loch is you're passing out like the last Teretz. What is the first teretz? Kochosh. What's the loch of kochosh? We know already there are two malachim in the sugya of kochosh. Either in the case of Lasha Shishim is a case of Shishim, or you need a case of Netilah. But actually, you're passing the first Teretz. But we passing when you say Fei like the first Teretz. Rebbe Peretz says we do not passing like the first Teretz, we cannot go against the first Teretz. The Chur that say to be Chosh of Rebbe Peretz to the Taz and Shach only bring it down to Og in the second Teretz, if you look him up, he says Og in both Jerusalem. We see the Mechaba, obviously not going like Rebbe Peretz. He says what we passing Locha by Kokosh is a Sugah of Knei Netilah. So the Chur we're not going to Rebbe Peretz, how can the Taz and Shach say number one, that's Yisoid over in the Ramo? Aleph. Second come along the going and says, you're saying you're afraid to open up. He says, look, the sugar of Kub is not true, not chayshish. But Bikim, we're not chayshish, it's not true. You see, remember, we see it's solid, covered over. We're not chayshish over here. When Ainu Bikim was covered with Shomay, but we're chayshish, maybe opened up. We're not chayshish that way, says the going. So going says, these two reasons, the Taz and Shach is a Pella. I said, what's Pshad Amor? He said, a new reason. We have a call in general by the case of Tzli, the Lochit Ainu Bikim. So he also is come on the most of the end of the Bikim. When I'm having a cough, the shop is the Allah is always Shishim. He also the Allah is always Shishim. The reason why the Maor is saying over here Shishim, you know why? Because end of the Bikim will always give the Allah of Sleep Shishim. Don't make a cough, the shop, Kurum, no Kurum, anything, everything is Allah of Shishim over here. What? No, we don't want Machalik in cases of what is cough, what is shop, what has a Kurum, what doesn't have a Kurum. We don't want Machalik in cases. The Allah of Sleep says the Maor is Shishim. That's the Allah of here. The Baal HaShulchan says, what do you mean? They said, Chedo Yom Ein L'Shanus, and they say, Ein L'Bikiyim. It doesn't sound that way. So L'Chor, what it means, Ein L'Shanus, the club, Ein L'Bikiyim. That's what L'Chor, what Moshe means over here. Moshe says, it's not Medina, it's Aser. It's a din of Roy L'Hachmer, there's no Chum over in Ramah. It's Ein Medin Vada. It's the din of Ein L'Bikiyim. That's first he's said over here. That means you have two ways to understand what Pshan Ramah over here. Is there a Ramah being Machmer Mitzad, either Shach and Taz, Mitzad, either the reason because we don't pass like this Teretz, or Mitzad, we should open up. Or no, we're going like the Goyin over here, they say, the Vias, Ein Elabikim, that's why we're being Machmer over here. That's me, why Moshe is discussing it. It used to be that an empire or different places that sold chicken, they used to sell chicken, with the liver inside a plastic bag that wasn't cashed yet. You used to buy chicken with the liver, and you're supposed to cash it yourself. It would say on this liver, on the bag, Ayin Simon Samachtes, Niyodeya Melicha, some of you want to read the words to know the Hebrew words were, and they would cook the chicken with the liver inside. And the liver in the mice was a cash, it's trace over here. A case of Shli over here. So, it was in a plastic bag, cook it all together. On top of the chicken, all together. In the bag? In the plastic bag on top of the chicken. So if there's no water, there's a sleep. There's water, the bishop. So
why do
they stopped doing it because they had a lot of problems.
I'm saying, why did they?
Rav get a shalom come out every week. That's what Rav himself. Every week you get a shalom. What go through?
What's the tzad to do it? I'm saying, why would they?
Why they do it for it? They didn't cash it. They didn't. They didn't sleep. They just.
Everybody
was at
cashing. What? Everybody was at
cashing. It used to be. Now you never get shalom alicha. Used to be people cash it.
Yeah, people do.
Now there are machmir who do it, right? But that's not. Now, they seem to be the different shmur from Moshe that he passed in different ways. Klipa, Natilo, Shishim. So Shul is from Moshe. Why exactly the different shmur from you in this case? Why you passed by the case of this liver inside having different halachas? So Shul set up that maybe because why? He said he took the plastic bag. Put food inside. He put inside water and cooked it. He took the bag out with food. It was still dry inside. So you see the bag, plastic bag, the mice is not being piled. Nothing goes through a bag. And therefore, maybe the reason why mice is being makel because nothing goes through a plastic bag. Because right here, you take something, you cooked it inside water, and the food stayed dry inside.
So the liver was inside a bag?
Yeah, inside a plastic bag. Yeah. So Shoyal, what did he do? He took a plastic bag, nutted it, put food inside a vegetable thing, and he cooked it inside. It still stay dry inside. So maybe you see the bags and mice are a good epsic over here. So first, come along with says, the soy you see did not come through, the suma moshes did not come through, but a vada tam came through. A vada plastic tam goes through. People were telling me last week that plastic is not balea. At mice, I looked around, all the 20 of its form, everyone says it's not true. The question is, how much is a balea? Can you cash it? How much to cash it? People told me last week in the Tabur over here that plastic on the cash is like glass. Shum safer than such a thing. Shum, I looked and found, looked in 20 different swarm. Loim Motsosik is there. Even that Sag is there. But yeah, they all want me machmer. But Berkeley says you have to be machmer on plastic. You can't cash it at all unless it's terrible. Those are terrible. Those ones machmer, but Strobach says you can't cash your less than that alidayish. Those ones say you can't cash it's like metal. Those ones say you can cash it all. But no one says you don't have to cash it. And Moshe says in tshuva, plastic, about it is belayah. I come along with Moshe, what different sikya? Why do you make all these sikya? Simon kofay simches. It's not different the case of a kumbi mafsik. Kumbi mafsik. So especially the plastic bags by the liver, it's even a thicker plastic over here. Says, why did I say sometimes klipo? He says, maybe you don't even need a case of a klipo. It's going to be mafsik. But maybe when they put the liver inside, the liver touched the outside of the bag, some shamnunas in the outside of the bag, therefore inside the shamnunas in the outside of the bag, therefore I said a loch of klipo. Why did I say, but he said, but most time I said like a loch of a tilo. Why the tilo? Because maybe the krum was mafsik. It was nifsak, maybe it opened up. Maybe the plastic bag had a slit inside of it. So maybe the slit, maybe a little bit came out, some droplets came out. He said, be choshev for that. He said, for shishim, I thought I get dropped in the case of shishim over here. So he said, usually I can't send a case of shishim. I'm sorry. Usually I can send a case of the tilo. Shishim would not need to be always a case of shishim. Maybe the loch would be a case of klipa, depending on the case of Efsimubo, I might have sent the loch of Efsimubo. But where was it coming from? He's saying, why? Because Shalavi sent it to the goyin over here, the Ikki side over here is Eden of Akim, it's a chum ba'am over here, it's not Me'ikadin. And therefore he said, in these cases, Yeshimi lismach lahoka, but the case of the tilo, and not to ask you a trick in this situation.
But he said you do klipa.
It sounded like that, let's say you know for sure the bag was closed and never had any crack to it. And in case of Hefzid, he went to Halacha of Klipa, maybe even less than that. Because the Maisa Halacha is that we have to get Kumbi Mafsik with a plastic bag Mafsik. Same idea, same concept. Next again, Licho.
Which is why they stopped doing the Maisa.
This is the people who ate Shilas. You know people who did this Shilas?
People ate actual
Yes, the Shilas.
Yeah?
The
what do they do now? When you buy chicken, you don't get the liver.
Right. You buy liver separately.
That's like they give it to you cash, but you don't give it to you.
Yeah. The Sikha Blicha is a Gemara of Sagzan and Vey. It's being down that by Resh Galusa, they took a thigh and they roasted it together with its skid. The question over here, what's a locha with its skid that got sold together with its thigh? That means we know the locha negate the bishul. What's a locha of a kid? Mishnah says Agvon Beis Shishim. What's the halacha negated sli? Come along Shmuel and says Kolav Oichel Ad Shmegiel again. The question now is, what is Melicha? Is Melicha like Bishul? Or Melicha like Kesef Sli? That was Gemara Shailan Dab Tzak Zayin of Beis. Come along Gemara. And Avinu says it's an halacha of Bishul, and therefore it's also Bishul. Therefore, the case of Melicha is also. I said Hashem Gemara brings down from Rav Acha and Rav Ashi. Say the halacha is mutter. Gemara says bring your raya. They asked Ravina, and we see that Shmuel came along and said, the Mliach HaKaseach, and Kolosh HaKumavoshul. Now it says Mliach HaKaseach, what does Kaseach mean? You have two options. Kaseach means Kaseach HaBishul, or Kaseach HaTzli. That means Ravina seems to understand that Kaseach HaBishul. So it can't be that way, because it says Kolosh HaKumavoshul. So it must be Kaseach is Kitzli. So it must be the Loch of Mliach is Kitzli. So just like by Tzli, the Loch of Ayikid is Kolosh HaOichel HaShemigil HaGid, Melicha should be the same thing. Kalav Oichel Ad Shmigil Agid. Much as economic kosher on Ravino. How can you, Ravino, say Melicha is a Gedev Bishul? Melicha is a Gedev Tzli. So again, we have a Machlekes Amaroyim. What is the level of Melicha's Bishul or Tzli? We Pashkin is a Gedev Tzli. Now, come on, the Mechabit brings down first the Kalavir. What does that Melicha? What does that mean, Melicha? Mechabit's words are Melich she'enin nechel machmas malchoy. Salting that's not the amount that can be eaten in that situation. Now it's very important what that means. In Kabbalah Koymai, it's brought out in Siman Sadek Aleph Sefei, three different sheetahs. Does it mean the amount you salt to do Malicha? Does it mean the amount you salt for storage? The amount you salt for Yitzhak Lederech? That means not that when you salt your food, you can eat the Machmas Malchai. We're not discussing the regular salting your food. You salt your vegetables, you salt your food. Even if you're over salted, it still can be eaten. It means over there, tons of salt. How much we'll have to get to where the gather over there is. The situation over here, what it means, that means Melech She'in and Nechel Machmas Malchai. That's number one, not our sugya.
Why is Lufgam?
No, because your meat is Lufgam right now. Do you know they did that to it?
Right now, it's too salty.
No, again, your meat that you have in your house right now,
no,
they salted, there's tons of salt on top of it.
So when it's so salty,
it's chicken, it's very good. You have to wash all the meat's very good.
Yeah, so it's playing well.
No, no, it's not pagan. You just take it. It's not pagan. You're making it better. Just wash off. The meat's fine. Now, that's number one question. A second question is, how long is the salt on top of this piece? That means by Bishul we know it happens miyad. By Kovash we know the loch is 24 hours, okay, so it's 6 to 18 minutes. How long is Malicha for? Also, that's Malicha. Ain't time in Koyme, it's also Simik Al Sefei, Machaber, a lot of different sheets over there. There's a two questions that negate to us. An interesting question, someone asked me, that his herring fell on top of his salami. And therefore, we want to know, he had a bayam inside the sugi of Malicha over here, and therefore, you have an Issa Sakona. Herring fell on top of his salami. Okay, was at a Kiddush. And that herring and salami there, very fancy Kiddush.
Yeah.
And it falls one top of another. So you wanted to know, Malicha over here, how salty is salty over here? So the question is, the in the Sakana by Malicha, also not as sugya as four times seven
ayin. So it's salt after with salt. You don't make herring with salt.
The herring is salty, right? What level is that? So, horror not, but even if it is, anyway, the Lochet Simon Ayin Tazashak says, the in the Sakana does not apply to the case of Malicha. So it only applies to Bishul or the Mamoshes here, but not negate to the Sugi of Malicha. Agam, we don't do it lechatchila, says the Prima Gadim. Once it falls upon it, the Maisi Salami is fine, just wash it off. We don't lechatchila. No. There's no Sakana by Malicha. That means fish and meat, there's no Sakana by Malicha.
Wash it off. You know, it's like
oily. You just wash it off.
Butter.
Just wash it off, no problem.
I
mean, fine, so these 3 points, not as sugya. There is an interesting shaila in the gate to us over here. When it says that Malicha is, when it says the idea of salting something, we know by Bishul it's been mavash or something. When it's a cliche, it's mafla to mavliya. By Kovish, is it mafla to mavliya? We have a shaila over there. Is it also Bishul or Chashulvan? One says it's Bishul, Bishpur, Pim, God, Milk, Shab, and say no, it's only mafla to mavliya Kovish. What is Malicha? Is Malicha an act of Bishul? Or is Malicha an act of Maflet Mavliya? Which one is it? So the Chor, the Nafkamina will come out in the case of Shabbos. If it's Bishul, then Malicha will be also on Shabbos. If it's not Bishul, we won't on Shabbos. Like say Nafkamina in the case of Kovish. Now again, salting your food on Shabbos is not Nichol Isser, it's not Nichol the category in Nechel Machmas Malchoy. But let's say in Shabbos, you come along, you have a piece of meat with dam inside. You put tons of salt on top of it, that's in Nechel Machmas Malchoy. Are you even a Bishul or not? Are you even a Bishul? So first, there's a Mishnah of Ein Gimel and Shabbos. The Mishnah of the Council of Lametes Malachas. The same Malcha inside the Mishnah. The same Malcha is what is there one Lametes Malachas?
Is
the same Malcha. The same word. Does. So the Eichram, I'm very impressed. The Mishnah says one time Lechas is Malcha. The Mishnah says it. In fact, you want to have Ein Hema Beis. Hayin Malchay, Hayin Ma'abed, it's the same thing what you're saying. We take it out and put it in the case of Sirdot. So that's why all this from the Kalim, the Lama Tes Malachas, except for the Mishnah, did not put in the word Malchay, except for some odd reason, Simcha Bonim did, not sure why, who put it in there, over there. Maisha, we have a case of Ma'abed and we have a case of Sirdot. Now, the question in the Gate to Malchay, the Gemara says it's Ma'abed, but let's say Mamish put in the Nechamachos Malchay, isn't an act of Bishul over here? So come on the Ramban of Zod of Ein Dal, the middle of the Sugi of Klisheni, he discusses the idea over there. He says, well, Mais in the Geta of Meliach, he said, Avad the Gemara discusses salting your vegetables on Shabbos. And the Gemara says, you're not even Issed the Reis from Abed. So you see, not even this over here. Therefore, you now salt your vegetables on Shabbos. Everyone knows that you can't do that. Let's put oil beforehand. But the Gemara says, not even Issed the Reis, the only case of the Ramban over there. So says the Ramban, we see clearly the loch over here is that there's no Isser of Bishul by Malicha, it's only Maflet to Mavliya. Brought down by the rain, the Kanti. Tell the man of what Zohar says. The Gemara says, not Ma'abed. It's Bishul. Salting is Bishul. Bishul. The Pashas, Machlekes, Ramban, and Ram, if what the Pula of Malich is the Pula of Malich an act of Bishul? Ma'abed to Mavliya. Maisa among the Paiskim, they all discuss this, and I did not find anyone say Nichol Negeda Bishul. They say it's Nichol Negeda only Ma'abed to Mavliya, whether it's Pichodesh and Mitzamaches, whether it's Prim Godim or Chayim, it's Mishun Yichas, pushing down, and they say it from different reasons. Either they want a Taino, like Prim Godim Golden Shitosai, Kovish Allah is Maflot Mavliya. So here also, the case only Maflot Mavliya, there's no active Bishul over here. Or come on the base mayor and says, in Pashta Taino, there's no fire. Bishul and Shabbos is a fire. We know the case of Chamei Tveria, Moses is the Rabbanon. We know being cooking by the fire, by the sun is even mutter. So when there's no Eish, how do you tell me it's the right of Shabbos beside Bishul? Where's the Eish over here? Now that, Maram Shik and the Avnezi wants to tell you, even the Ram, he says, mitzad the sugya that you're not even the isser mitzad the ma'abe, maybe it's bishul. It just means not where they raya the Ramban. But I look at the ma'aseh coming along and tell me it's isser bishul and Shabbos mitzad the sugya malicho. Then when the person comes along and say a bad is halacha is only machlok mabliya and not bishul. The nafkamina we mentioned by the case of kavush. Let's say the malicho to this thing, can you do bishul after without bishul acham malicho? Come along the person and say a bad is the bishul acham malicho. Bad is even isser on Shabbos. Bishul achafia, but bishul acham licha. Why? Because afia is active bishul, but bishul acham licha. Body even this deraisa. Yeah, that means you can tell me every piece of chicken or meat that you have, they did licha to it when the shlach is already. So when you cook on Shabbos, should not be nisr. A body even this deraisa. No, again, they want to say even the Ran held away. Just knock away the Ran and not bad. Fine. So again, the pool over here, what's going on over here, is an act of machlech mavliya. The main sugya over here, the main shayla is that Gemara comes along and says the Malich is kuraseach, which raseach was seach of tzli. What's the Gemara mean? Does it mean tzli mamish, the same klolim of tzli? Or does it mean that it's lafuke bishul, but can be better than tzli? Even better than tzli. That's the main thrust of the Machlokes Rishonim, is it can tzli mamish or better case of tzli. So to go through two levels over here, right now everyone knows the two levels, the case of kochosh and the case of shomeh. So what do we Rishonim say about the case of kochosh, and what do we Rishonim say about the case of shomeh? So first, again, to the case of kochosh by tzli, what's halacha? We know by tzli, there are three different shitas we mentioned by the case of kochosh. Either we have the case of tzli in the Rosh, or the case in the tilo. We have the shaydura, want to say the case of shishim over here. And we have the Rosh, what's a taina that it's a derais of being a tilo, and it's the abana case of klipo. That's by tzli. What's the sugya over here? So one group of Rishonim, we say it's the same exact halacha. The Rajba, the Ritva, the Rua says the same halacha tzli, mamash the same thing. Whatever tzli has, mlicha has. Same exact halacha, same thing. And they say three different things. The Shitasai. That means the Rajba says the halacha over here is going to be the Raisa and Tilo and by Rabban the Klipa, like it says by tzli. Kamal the Ritva says over there is the Tilo, over here is the Tilo, like tzli. Kamal the Azrua says over there is Shishim, over here is Shishim, like tzli. So come along, everyone says, there's one group of Rishonim says the same exact sugya. They have three different options over here. Because they argue about the halacha of tzli is. That's one malach over here. The second malach over here, it's like tzli, but lafuke from the case of bishul, even better than tzli. That's how the Torah, the Rosh, the Rav Yoh, they seem to go. The halacha over here is be even better case of klipo. That means even the halacha is usually, we know the main chilk in licha tzli is, that tzli is netilo, licha be a case of klipo. That's the core of the case of the Rosh and the Torah. That means we have two shitas, shtayim shem arbo. Shtayim shem arbo. We have one sheet of the same thing, one sheet that's better. Come out, we have four different shitas over here. Either it's klipo, or netilo, or it depends upon the raiso, or shishim. Well, it depends where you're coming from. That means they come along the Rosh and the Torah, they'll pass in klipo. The Ruah and the Ritual will pass in netilo. The Rav will depend upon the Rabban and the raiso. The Shaydun and the Arzur will say in the case of shishim. Very simple, shtayim shem arbo, by kochosh. The same question will lead to the case of shomein. Also, we have two main shitas. Well, here we have six different shitas. But two questions, it's the same question over here. The question is the same sugya of tzli or different than the case of tzli? That means by the case of tzli, we know the halacha over there is, by shomein, we have a shita, either shishim only, we have a shita, shishim and a tila, and we have shishim that asks everything, because there are pockets over there.
Who said that?
We had the shaydur, wrote down pockets. Right? Through shita. You are shita by tzli. The loch come along over here. Come along by what's the loch over here? So by those say the same thing. Says Yishim and Iran. There's shishim. Here's shishim. The Rajma says there's shishim atila. Here's shishim atila. The Ritva says there we ask the pockets. Here we ask the pockets. Ask the totally. So we have one group of Rishonim saying the same thing. And again, they come out with three different shitas. That's one group. There'd be a second group saying no, it's even better. How much better? The Rav Yoh will say the sugya is klipo. Then those will say the loch is netilo. Those will say it's better than the case of klipo. We'll get to what that means. So it'll be six shitas. Well, again, but they're one group over here that's better than the case of tzli. Just to explain to the Rishonim where they're coming from, usually don't do this.
You say better, what do you mean better?
Better meaning it's going to be a less of a loch. We don't need shishim. That means usually by tzli you need shishim, you need a klipo. That means it's asses, yeah.
Not as good as a cooker.
Not as good as a cooker, but asses less. Better means for you and me, but not instead of the cooking aspect. Yes, better for us. Let's go through some of the Rishonim. There are six different Rishonim wrote down the Beis Yosef. And I think there, we'll see the halacha, a little bit of a pella what's going on over here. The first one, the Beis Yosef Ben Zion, is a Ramban. The Ban of Dav Sag Zayin Ben Zion, a case that says, Alok, even my Shomin is not Mefafer. Not Mefafer. There was a mean, you can learn it's not Mefafer at all, but the way how the Pichodesh understands it, I'm sorry, Knesset Gedolah or Choshuchan, means not Mefafer, the Alok is Klipo. The Ban is Klipo. Come on the Beis Yosef, a couple lines later, and it says, what's the Alok according to Rambam? The Rambam says, Os Ligamri. The Ramban. The same Ramban, he brings down in a couple lines. One he says, the Alok is Klipo, one's Os Ligamri. In the beginning, the Torah points out, who are the steerers, and the Rajb, the Ram says, the Ramban was Chayze to Os Ligamri. It's Chayze. Some say has a true about it. No, it wasn't Chayze, but he holds the Alok as Chayze Klipo. So is there a big Mabuchu what the Ramban Shita is? Okay, so we have the Ramban. The Beis Yosef is very clear, not too clear. But he says one time, one line after another, I think two lines in between. One time he brings down the Ramban that Tzadik Zayin. One time he brings down the Ramban that Tzadik Beis. One time the Loch, he says the Loch is nothing, which the Eidlich says means Klipo. Another time he brings down the Loch that's going to ask the Kuloi. That's one sheet over here. The second reason he brings down the Beis Yosef is the Ra'ah. The Ra'ah brings down the Ramban, and the Ramban says the word's not going to be fair at all, even in case of Shomim. Now what does that mean? The Chor you're saying means Klipo. But somehow the Beis Yosef says it means the case in the Tilo. He says the words Ramban, but he says it means the Loch in the Tilo. Agami, like, really have three options learning the Ra'ah. Either means nothing, Klipo and Tilo. He says it means the case in the Tilo. A third sheet is the Rosh. What does the Rosh over here hold? So the going writes for us, the Rosh holds, the Loch is Klipo. The Beis Yosef brings down, what does Rosh holds? The Rosh holds, the Loch is Shishim. It's the third reason. A fourth reason is the Rav Yoh. He's the main player over here, it seems to be. Everything's down, the ties are shaft. They point out the Rav Yoh says the locha is klipa. Now, the Rav Yoh and the black Shulchan Aruch, so the red Shulchan Aruch, they bring down the Rav Yoh and Simon Elof Kufyud Beis. I think they got first the wrong the Rav Yoh. I don't think the Rav Yoh is saying that. The Rav Yoh, sorry, they got the wrong Rav Yoh. I don't think he's saying it. If you look up the Rav Yoh, first of that quoting over here, he's very clear. He writes, the locha is by tzli em malicha, when shaming, do not need a case of shishim. What do you need? You need even a das that's mefei more than that. Now it says tzli em malicha, you don't need shishim. Now he says tzli. How in the world does a tzli did not need shishim? Tzli when shaming, the Gemara says need shishim. It's Gemara says that. Need shishim. Elamai is either discussing a case of kochush or an issa blua. So how in the world can you say that the Rav Yoh is saying by Malichal, by the case of Shomim? That's what you could say. Or you can say, when he says a word to Rav Yoh, that the Mordechai is quoting, he really means a Rekeach over here. But by Etzim L'chura, he sends you to another tshuva, where he writes in Tzim Tov Tov Kuf Bim Aleph, that's the main tshuva of the Rav Yoh. Over there, look him up, he's very clear. He writes, Sli and Malichal, when it's Kochush, the Locha is going to be in the case of Klipa. That's true. When it's Shomim, by both of them, you need more. Both need more. Klipa is not enough. Just by Shomein, you'll need, by the case of Sli, Rosh Oznoi, because it goes through the whole entire animal of bubbles and goes through. Mashen Kim Malicha, you do need more. Just don't need Rosh Oznoi, you need less than that. But you need more than a case of a Klipa. It's very clear, you need more than a case of a Klipa. When who else says that, the Beis Yosef, when he brings down the first Rav Yoh, he says Klipa. He just means Lafuge Shishim. Five lines later, he says, I mean, he brings down the Shaidua that's bringing down the words of the Gosh Mordechai, in the Gosh Mordechai, it says the Loch is needed more than the case of a Klipo. That means the Maskona of the Rav Yoh is Klipo is not enough. That means the Taz and Shach, and everyone's calling Rav Yoh's Klipo is not so. You need more than the case of Klipo. Now, what was bothering me is why don't Divin Sfarim point out that this Rav Yoh is not true? Because the Maisha, it took me a long time to find the Rav Yoh. The Rav Yoh in my house does not have this Simin. The Rav Yoh in the Mir Oitz does not have this Simin. The Bailan, they put him on years ago. About 7 or 8 years ago, they put on this Rav Yoh. To simmer that it was not brought on most Rav Yohs. That means numerous forms did not seem to have this Rav Yoh. But the Rav Yoh is very clear. Klipa is not enough by the case of Shaman, even by the case of Malichon. He says it. And the Beis Yosef says it also. Needs more than that, Tvei Porto. More than that.
Draw more.
More. He said, and what is it? How much? Kviya Oimid. Kviya Oimid. By what? He said the same thing. It needs more. How much? Kviya Oimid. By a case of Tzli, a lot more. By a case of this, more. We need more. Klipa is not enough. We'll get to that. That's the fourth Rishon over here. The fifth Rishon over here is the Rashba. Now the Kamal Rashba says the same sugyo as Sli. Therefore, what's the Lachal by Sli? Shishim. He also Shishim. Now the Rashba never says the word Natilo. But by Sli, his Lachal is Natilo. So he says the same exact sugyo. The Kamal the Beis Station says it must be Natilo, even though he doesn't say it. And the Pirgonim says anyone who has any of one of the sugyo, of course he means Natilo, even though he didn't say it, because it's the same exact sugyo. The sixth Rishon over here is a Ritva. He says the locha is just like sleep, and thereby sleep we ask everything else in pockets. He also can ask everything. So the first of the six Rishonim over here. What's the Ikki Rishon over here? What's to how the wave Rishonim paskin? Says Maria Levi, the way paskin that's the halacha shishim, or the Rav Yoz das yochid. So Amsoyim says way paskin like the Rav Yoz klipo, and the other mahalchim is the das yochid. So it's not clear who exactly Rav is. So what I'm really leading through is that how do we paskin? Coming to Ramon's very simple. Yesh emun kol melicha ina says rak de klipo. De klipo, he says a whole list over here, Mamakim, is where he got it from. He says like seven different names. Number one, the Torah. Number two, the Mordechai B'Shem Rav Yoh. Number three, the Ben Ephraim. Number four, the Paiskim. Number five, the Ran. Number six, the Rajbo. Number seven, the Ra'o. B'Shem the Ramban. Nice and no one says it. None of those names. He has a whole list. We'll go through the list over here. The first that bothers me a little bit more is that usually the Svarim who go through the Rishonim, like in Fakfik on the Makor, we go safe about the Shulchan, but on the Osh, the Maisel didn't do it over here. No one seemed to do it over here. Again, Labdafi and the Rav Yoh over here. Just go through all the names over here. First, he starts with saying the Torah said the Lochas Klipo. But he says it numerous times, the Torah says Shishim. The guy who's always on the side of the Shulchan Aruch points out how the world quote the Torah. It's not true. But it's not true. Why is Mitzayin the Mordechai B'Shem Rav Yoh? I just said beforehand. Rav Yoh doesn't say Klipo. He says more than that. How much is Pi'im and Adas?
Close enough.
Close enough. But not. It's not true. The Posh is not true. What is Mitzayin to Ben Ephraim? Look up Ben Ephraim. Ben Ephraim says, I pass like Rav Yoh. That's what he says. Okay, very good. What's Rav Yoh? He says, I pass like Rav Yoh.
He doesn't say what?
No, I pass like Rav Yoh. That's what he says. Like the Mordechai said. Mordechai said, Ben Ephraim says, I pass like Rav Yoh. More than the case of Klipo. He says, well, says that the Paiskim. I don't know who the Paiskim are. I try to forget. No one says who the Paiskim are. All the Tanya Shulchan Aruch just say who the Paiskim are. There's no Paiskim are. Usually Paiskim are in Shulchan Aruch are out. Here, I don't know who it means. Next person he quotes is the Ran. Now the Ran, what's the Lachal?
Who wrote this? The parentheses.
Yeah, it's a good question. General who wrote the parentheses also. That's the Mavucha who wrote it. I'm not clear. Now, he says, the Loch over here is the Ran and the Rajba and the Ra'ah. Now, first of all, he says the Ran and the Rajba. The Ran and the Rajba both hold Shishim. The Ra'ah holds, says the base of Natilo. The Chur, they mean the Ran, the Rajba, and the Ra'ah. It's not three different names. It's these three names B'Shem the Ramban. That's the Chur, he means. That's the family seven names. It's knocked down because those three don't hold. The Ran, the Rajba hold Shishim, the Ra'ah holds Natilo. So it means B'Shem the Ramban.
That's
what he said. Right, that's what it means. I'm what it means. So it looks like a bunch of names at you. I'm showing you the first one is down to four names, and none of them is only saying it. Now the Ramban, what does it go on to further? It says, the Ramban himself has a stiro. The Rajba and Ran are the one who said it was Chazer to be Machmer. They're the ones saying it was Chazer. So who holds Klipper? No one I can say for sure. And that's what we're saying, Machan. I don't know a reason all people. I'm not sure, don't know a reason. You can tell me he says, they say maybe Ulai, but I don't know anyone can point to and say that's Shita. I don't know a reason that says it. Let me give a case of Shamin. But the kids are, we have over here again, the Sugyo Shuman, we have Shema, something that's fatty over here, we have two Meimahalchim over here, it's the same Sugyo as Sliyanat. Again, we have six, seven cheetahs over here. Either it's Klipa, they say B'Shem Ra'ah. It's more than a Klipa, that's real Ra'ah. In case of the Tila, I'm sorry, not real, Rav Yoh. The case of Tila, that is the Rav Yoh, the Shishim, the Yishim, and the Ran. Shishim and Tila, that's the Rajmon, Ask everything, that's the Ritva. Those are six Malchim over here. Look, Lamais, go through the Mechaber and the Ramon. What it says over here on the page. Come on with Mechaber, and he says very simple, which is very confusing. He says over here, the Gedi is, well, first, Melech and Nechel Machmas Malchoy, Dinikur Sayach. Umaflit, Ask how much can they Klipo? Number one is Klipo. Number two, Meshumana Givak Nagash Shabbat Vakroimis. It's these three cases. Number three, he says, Aloch of Chelev in the case of Shishim. That means first he makes three levels. Number one, Klipa, second level, Natilo, third level, Shishim. Now, the Shalom, what the Gersel of Fenenu, what Pasha Taitros of the Mechaber is. That means the way how I read it, the Gersel of Fenenu with the Vim, with the Vav, the three levels over here, there's Aloch of what? Kochosh, Srach Shamnunis, and Shamnunis. Kochosh, Aloch is Klipa. Srach Shamnunis, when Shuman give, Knakis, the case over here, Vekroimis, that'd be the case of Natilo. When Shaman Mamish, the case of Shishim. That's one Malach, that's how the Shach seems to go, the Bush goes this way. They go with Malach, the three levels are again Kochish, Srach Shamnunis, and Shamnunis. Klipo, Natilo, and Shishim. Come on, the going before the way, the crazy, pre Chodesh, and Menchaz Yaakov, they say, but look up the Makar, the Rajbo, the Beisesiv, that's not what he's saying over here. We're giving different levels over here. And they first they say the says the goin, it's not vi'im, it's im. We drop it. And you have to read the Shulchan Aruch differently. The loch is ask the klipa, if we shumna give a knikness, shubai, kama, then the kremis is a case in the tila. That means when it says over here, shumna give a knikness, what is that? Is that a case in the tila going on the seifa? A case of klipa says going on in the ratio of klipa. You read it, k'nei klipa, imu shumna gid, u k'nei k'shvoi kama, then kremis is a case in the tila, and then the case of chelam, a case of that's the case of shishim. Why, he says? Because the makar is the rashba. The Rashba says the locha is you need, depends on the Rabbanon or the Raisa. If the Rabbanon will say a case of Kripa, if it's the Rabbanon case of Natila. Therefore, the locha by Shuman Akir, we know it's the Rabbanon. That's very clear. Knoikness, they say it's the Rabbanon. I don't know what that is even. Mashenke and the Kroima is the case of the Raisa, which I'm not sure that is either. That's also the case of the Raisa. Therefore, the levels over here is the Rabbanon is a case of Kripa. The second level was the Raisa, case of Natila. But in the case of Shomin, then we have a case over here of Shishim. We come from the Rashba. Now, the obvious question he's saying is we're going to learn the same Sugya is Melichah by Tzli. By the Rashba said, by the Sugya of Tzli, it would also make a chil between Rabban and Raisa. Yet, by Tzli, what's halacha Kachash is Natila. We did not make this chalik. So, why the word by the case of by Tzli, Kachash, is a case of Natila? Masha'enkin over here, by the case of Tzli, Melichah, we make a chil between Rabban and Raisa. Why? Oh, the Kamal, the Goin, his Lashon is not Rav Yah. He doesn't call Rav Yah the Goin. Very interesting. He quotes Rosh. Doesn't like it because he left out the Rav Yah. I think it's also Rav Yah. He says the Rosh. Rosh says Alocha is Klipa. But he says that the Rosh is Shishim. Yes. So he somehow got this Rosh, which basically says no such Rosh. And then he has a Shita being Mitzdarf over here, which you can blame Mechaber, all the say it's Rav Yah. But somehow the Goin says it's the Rosh over here. So since over here we have a seer of the even my Shomain, the Lochus Klipa, so we hear Mitzdarf the Shita, we Mechaber to Ndam on the Raisa. Masha Inki Mitzli, we don't have the seer. Then we're not Mechaber and say that Lochus always, by the case of Kofish, always the case of the Tilo. The Goin does Isikasha, Ayelun Simin Ayin. The Lochus with the ear is a case of the Raisa, and still we say the case of Klipa. He blabs Sarachim. So the Pichodesh wants to say the same Mahalach as the Goyim with a little bit of a Knesh to it. He wants to have that two levels over here. There's a case of Rabban Deraisa, or there's a level of Vada Kachosh. In the case of Kachosh, or Rabban, that's when we say that Allah could be a case of a case of the Tila over here. A case of Klipa over here. It'll come out that what's the Allah of Kachosh over here? What's the Allah of Kachosh? That means if you go, what's lach of kachosh? If you go the word vi'im, then lach of kachosh, that's the shaman is kachosh over here, then according to the mahalchi of gisla fenenu, it's case in the tilo. If you do not have the gisla fenenu, you have a gisla of im, according to the goin, will come out as the rice will be in a tilo, but according to the bichosh, will be case in the klipo. It's come out, machlik is, again, what a case of kachosh in the dasta mechaber is. Now, they also point out in the Mechaber, he says the loch over here is when Shomin Shishim. Did he say the word Natila at all? Usually we know by the Tzli, you need Shishim and Natila.
No.
Where's the case of Natila over here, the Mechaber? So Mechaber does say unique today.
But
even though take it back, it's a third halacha. By Shomin, what's halacha? Shishim. Shishim. So where's Natila over here? So you go further in the Ramah, the Mechaber goes on further and says, by the case of Shuman Agiv Knoiknis, when they had to be Mephat to the Shomain, he says, L'cholopach Atilis Mokim of not Klipo. Is he going back in the case of Shomain? They point out the king going back. He says, Klipo. So he left out the Lachon Atilah, says the Prim Gadim, and the Beis himself says inside, Avadan in Atilah. But that's Sli already. I don't have to say that over here. I mean, even though Mechaber left it out, come to the Prim Gadim and says, Avadi meant Shishim and Atilah.
Why is the Lachon Klipo?
No, that's the case of by the Hetman Mufat the Isser.
What?
That's a Chumrah, by Hetman Mufat the Isser. By case of Rabban over here. Hetman Mufat the Isser. It's a different case. The Hetman Mufat the Isser.
Yeah,
in that case,
it says that you can see.
Yeah. Fine.
It says
that basically
also?
No, because here we have a Tzirf, maybe.
The same Ramiya.
Could be. Or Rush, or whoever the Sutta is.
That's cheating. That's why
yes, call Avya, yeah, call Avya. So again, so we have the Mechaber Shita. He has the three levels over here. Shall what exactly clearly the three levels are? Is the levels simple reading the Gisla Fenenu? Is Kachos, Strachamnus, and Shamnunus? Or the levels are Dabon, Deraisa, and the case of Shomain? Kamal Yomo, how's he paskin? Here's a klal in the Bikim. This is Yom Shloimim here that he paskins that we are Machman Kokosh Oishishim. That's on the Taz, the end of the Sif over here brings down. I'm not sure if anyone got the end of the Taz over here. But so the Taz brings it down. But Maisa, let's stick to the Ramah over here. The Ramah says over here, what's halacha in the Bikim? Now, again, also in the Ramah, there seems to be a little bit of a tightrope argument. What exactly is Ramah paskining? I mean, you know over here that two main sheets over here, they're called the Rav Yosh sheet, and they said the halacha is Klipo. And the Rashba Shita, by the case of Shaman, you need Halacha of Shishim.
Well, you skip the Machlokes with the Marshal and they both have to be Salty, or...
Well, we'll get to that when you learn the Halacha and Sif. You're the Alpha, I'm discussing both in one. Now, again, so how the Mal Avea Paschaling, the Mal, again, he says the Halacha is Eino Bekiyim. His words are like this. The Mal says, Yesh Omen the Kol Malicha, the Halacha is Mi Sugya Klipo. And Mamshech, therefore, Lefisha and Lebekiyim, therefore, Locha is the case of Shishim and the Klipo. What is he passing Be'ikr? Is he passing Be'ikr Rav Yoh Lekulo? Is he passing Be'ikr like the Rashba Lechumra? What is the Ikr Psak over here? That means the question that says Lefisha and Lebekiyim, what's the word Lefi going back on? Is it going back to the Mechaber of Shishim, of the case of Shomer Shishim, or going back on Lefi in the case that he just said it's Klipo? That's Ikr Locha. Said the Prima Godim. He says, Lafisha in the Bikim. What's Lafi going back on? They point out, the Rebbe says, if the Taz and Shach slowly, they're arguing in tight towards the Ramo. Is he going back to Lafi in the Mechaber, or going back to what you just said, in the Lachas Klipo? What's Lafi going back on? That means, the way the Taz seem to be saying over, you're passing Lafi, I just said, in the Bikim. The Lachas, the Rav Yoh, Klipo. Lafi is there, Klipo, be Chayshish, the other Sheetahs, but Ik, I pass the Rav Yoh. I pass the Rav Yoh. But let's be chayshus. Let's have some ruva or kedaima. Then we'll go after the ikar locha. But ikar I paskim av yo. Look at the Amon Shuva writes a couple of times. I paskim av yo. That's how the Pimgum says we paskim av yo. I said Hashemi. They look at the shas from the medalid. And the Ramo, what he's saying over here is the fee. But ikar no. I am paskim the mechaber. I'm paskim like the Rashba lechumro shishim. But see if Amitzav she's over here making the case of klipo. We chayshus going there for shulchan. Then start forget what the Amon saying the fee. Therefore, since I had the sheet, I'm mitzdarf this concept of paskim mechaber. That means again, there seems to be a tight towards machlik is mechaber. Sorry, meshach and taz meshach v'amo. What's he saying? What's the ikar loch over here? Loch l'maiso. What comes out? We have einon v'kiyim. There's a very important v'kiveger. There's a bunch of v'kivegers over here, but the last one over here is a couple of lines that says klolo d'milso. I'm going to tell you the klom aloch l'maiso because I'm making a nice sukkum for you. What the loch is, he said, signed by the case of Tzli, and signed by the case of Mlicha. Come on, everyone knows what the Kolma come out. This week, Kivega brought down the loch, the Chaznish, the body, all passing this Kivega, these the Kolma come out.
The first one?
The last one on the Sif. Not the big one, it's only five lines. Blood also. You have to know this. So, first, it comes out, he starts off the last one on Sif Tes. Claude de Milso.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
No. What's the big one then?
It's not. It's like saying.
What's the number? I didn't see it.
To go see it. I gave an extra day to go see it. So first, he starts with a klal. He says, Mlicha and Tzli should be the same thing. Except there's one basic difference. Locha is by Tzli, it's Shishim and Atila. Masha Enkin, by the case of Mlicha, Shishim and Klipo. That means, to be very clear, when you answer any question in the test, what the loch is, you have to make sure Sli is Netila, Masha Enkein, the loch by Licha is Klipa. Right. Now, if you come along, that's the case, really you have to realize there are three levels over there. Shamnunis, Strach Shamnunis, the case of Kochosh. Three levels. Shamnunis is very simple. Stick the loch of Malicha, not by the case of Sli.
You're
not going to be going. I'm saying there are more the going is going to the Mechaber. I'm saying there are more. Aloch Lamaista, in the Ramal's world, ain't in the Mekim. In the Ramal's world, that how we pass mark. The going to say Pshat Mechaber. The three levels, Shamnunis, Rach Shamnunis, and Kochosh. In Shamnunis, again, by the case of Melicha, it's very simple. Where the Rabban, the Reisa, we need Shishim and Klipo. Very simple. But the next two things, Rach Shamnunis, and by the case of Kochosh, there are always be two levels over here. There's always be a case of Rabbanon and a case of the Reisa. By both of them. Therefore, let's say it has Vada Kochosh. Kamal Ramon says it's Vada Kochosh, like a case of Chometz on Pesach. What's halacha? The halacha is only k'tay klipa, and that's it. What's he discussing? Rabban, the Reisa. to come on the shach, and he writes over here, it's custom by case to Rabbanon, Tereschatz writes by case to Rabbanon, if by Isra Rabbanon, loch is only klipa, not more than that. Masha enkei by Isra deraisa, what's the loch of Sunim Kiveger? Then they have success. Have success. By case of Srach Shamunis, also make two levels, Rabbanon and deraisa. What comes out? The Ramos says, by case of deraisa, he says, Hefsim Rubo, you can't be Mekel, and go only with the case of klipa. Masha enkei by Isra Rabbanon come on the shach, and it says, even by have success, you can't be Mekel by the case when it's Srach Shamunis. That means, just to make it simple, very simple, comes out. We have six levels over here, six cases over here. When it's a case of Shomin Mamish, Drabon Deraisa, Shishim Eklipo. That's two cases. When it's a Srach Deraisa, then it's a Srach on a Deraisa, Srach Shamunis, then the Loch is by Hefstumu, we can't be Mekel. By Drabonon, you can make by Hefstsuccess. When it's Kochush, then the Loch is by Deraisa, Hefstsuccess. When it's Drabonon, the Loch will be Mutter. That's it, comes out, Kivegi is very simple, it's a cloud to go, no. Now, it's just very interesting. The Amos says, I want to make life very simple for you. You don't have to know anything over here. The loch is either shishim or klipo. Now, it comes out that, of course, you have to know. You have to know it. If it's shomein, kochas, srach shomunis, hefz, hefz, removal. So, the Amos trying to make life very easy for you. You don't have to know too much. This is an oral kash over here. Every rabbi has to know what we're discussing over here. They get a case of hefzit or double under ice. So I'm not sure really what the Amos gained to make it easy for you. I'm giving you a kula of klipo to make life easier. You don't have to know it much. You have to know. Find the Ora Kasha. Two other points over here in Shulchan Aruch. Kamal the Mechabin discusses the case where you have a Heta that's Shomein and the Isser's Kachush. The Mechabin has two other cases over here.
So what's this one? Just
give me a license. When we do Chazosh, we go through each one. Trying to get the basic ideas it says over here.
Yeah, I didn't see them.
That's even worse. Yeah. maybe you don't.
It'll be like the Ramah.
The two points over here in the Mechaber. He has a case over here when you have a Heter that Shomin is a Kochosh and a case of Shach Hatichos. To explain each one. First, he has the idea we know that something called that we have a Shail and Sef Hei and a Sef Zayi. Now the law comes up against this test. When the Heter itself is Shomin, will affect the Issa's Kochosh. Usually by Kochosh, the Loch is Klipun and Tilon. Kimul the Locha and Sefei, Kimul the Mechaber, learning after the Sugya of Reicha, that what will happen over here? The case of the Heter, that's Shomin, Mephata, the Issa, that's Kochosh, and make it Shomin, will go back inside the Heter and therefore go inside Shishim. Therefore, Kimul the Mechaber says the same thing over here by the Sugya of Malicha. The Heter, that's Shomin, Mephata, the Issa, that's Kochosh, therefore now it's Kochosh, has Shomin to it. And make a fatty go back inside the Heter and be a case of Shishim over here. Therefore, Mechabek pit the same sugyo, and therefore, just like his Machm and Sefei, his Machm over here also a case in Siftes. That's Mechaber. Come on, the Paiskim, and they point out that, first of all, Mechaber says the Alocho on the case of Shuman Hagid. He did not say the case of Kokosh over here. Why did he say the case of Shuman Hagid? In fact, the Shach says even bigger Kiddush, even the case of Kokosh. So where are the Goyin and the Pichodesh or the Pimgona want to answer? He's saying this case, even the Rabbanon saying this Chogra over here. And we say Avada say by Kochosh. We're saying even the case of the Rabbanon's. But the Shulchan is to say the case of Kochosh to Rabbanon. Fine. The Maaseh, we have a Loch over here that even though the Mechaber says the case of Shuman Agid, it means in all cases of Kochosh, the Heter that's Shuman will fight for the Issa that's Kochosh. The Maaseh, by now, we know that we have numerous Cholkim over here, two different reasons. Either we have those of Cholk and Sefei, we know already over there the Taz, and they're going over there, and Machzor Shekel, Bichodosh, Chaznish Paskins, they're looking after the Sugya of Reichel. First of all, Shekel is a case of Tzli, and suddenly the case over here, that's nothing to do with Reichel, case of Malichel. And therefore, Yeshel Chalik Harbe, and therefore they're arguing Sifrei, all those are Chorin, arguing also in Siftes, and that they won't pass this way over here. The Heter will not be the fact of the Is over here. And number two, Kamung Lashach, he brings down the Bach, and the Mashal, the Amtsu Shloimah, he wants to sign a Yeshel Chalik between the case of Tzli and Malich itself. Even you want to be Machmer and Sifrei, the Siftes is a case without fire, only fire that's bubbled and cooks together the heat. The fact the Shomim, back to the Kochosh, go back inside. The case of Malicha, who says it goes that way? And they've wanted Mechalik. So there are two groups of avenues why to argue the Mechaber. Either the whole Klal that argues Sifei, the Taz of the Ime, or those that in this case, the Yesh Lechalik, that's the Bach Yam Shushloimu. So, some odd reason that Rabbi Forrest, the Fiske Lochel, went to Machal like the Mechaber, the Pashas, he learned the Achrayim over here, and the Pim Ganim Goyin, Pichodesh Chu, they were all arguing this halach over here and say that the idea is to be makel, that the het is not mafater the iser. Again, actually, the Chok Mazadim says only makel by Hefsimuvo. That's one thing in the Mechaber. The last thing in the Mechaber ends off with the case of other chatichas that get sold together. And again, also the tight words over here are a little bit hard to understand. So the way how the Taz explains the Mechaber, and how the Prima Gadim explains the Taz explains the Mechaber, how the Bada Shulchan explains the Prima Gadim explains the Taz explains the Mechaber, I'll say it over that way. We have a Yisoid over here, there is something called Issebluah. Again, everyone knows Issebluah from Sev Zayin. The Loch is by Kochesh will not go out, by Shomun will go out. The concept that Shomun will go out is not that simple. Bring down the basis, Machlokes Maram, where's the Rashba? The Rashba says by Issa Shomun will go out with Issebluah. Ram says the Maisa will not be mafeya mechaticha lechaticha. That's one Yisoid to know. Ram says it won't go out. Building upon that Yisoid did not go out, you have 20 pieces over here. You have one piece of chelav mamish. Mamish bat, chelav isigomer. It touches one piece over here. Now if it touches one piece, if it goes out to all pieces, like case of Bishol, it will go mechaticha lechaticha. So what do you need shishim against? Is shishim, all 20 pieces, shishim against this chelav, we mutter. That means if you hold the chelav b'fafei mechatich l'chaticho, a chum over here, or come out in this case, the giloi, be a kul over here, or b'tstarf all pieces of shishim. That means the words that we're saying, the words of Mechaber, chaticho b'fei l'chaticho, the b'liyo, or the chelav b'fei mechatich l'chaticho, that chum will lead to a kul, b'tstarf all pieces of shishim. Mashenkin, Mechaber saying, it's not mefavei mechaticha lechaticha. It's not dispassion to everything. Therefore, the piece that touches will answer unless that piece itself has a case of shishim. We'll get to pasha kasha. We'll get to it. Forget it. It'll come out that if you're not mefavei mechaticha lechaticha, then any piece that touches will answer. Any piece that touches will answer. That means the cool over here of going of Issebluah Shomein will lead to chumah hatam and starfit over here. That's the aside. Now, Kamal the Mechaber, he passed was very simple. He said, we're passing like the Maram over here, therefore I do not know what it touched. So maybe every single piece over here is also. If I do know, you have to get a bittul b'roiv. Kamal the Shach, the Taz is an obvious question. How are we passing in Siv Zayin? It's a Shom, it's going out when it's Bloor. That means they're passing, then the Mefafeya, Mechaticha, Lechaticha, that right there. How on Siv Tes are passing like the Maram? There are not been staff for other pieces. It's not mefafei mechaticha lechaticha. It's the Yisiv Zayin versus Tess. Poshe Kasha. In Siv Zayin we're saying with the Issev Lua that Shomin will go out?
Yeah.
Yes. Why? It's mefafei mechaticha lechaticha.
Yeah.
On Siv Tess we're saying that since not mefafei mechaticha lechaticha, therefore we mach ben nam sarf all pieces of shishim. We're saying it won't go out. That's a stira. That's the maram. That's the Taz Kasha. Stira. So the Shach Nikus Kais are very simple. It's Machlok, it's Machmer both. Siv Zayin is discussing the Chumra over here to be Machmer. And therefore, when the ask other pieces, will ask other pieces. Istanbul will go out by Shamin. So the test is discussing what the Mitzdarf will not come start for the pieces, because maybe it did not go out. We took each Malach of Chumra, says Nikus Kais. Siv Zayin, we Machmer, will go out to ask other pieces. But the Mitzdarf to make it cool, we won't make it cool out of it.
It's go off, don't be sure.
What?
It's
go up, not Bishabah. Won't go out. Not Bishabah, won't go out. Not Bishabah, right. We'll see this in not Bishabah. We'll go up, but not Bishabah.
No, we passed it.
So being Machma over here. Let's first, one way of answering. There is another way of answering. Be Chodosh, what the question want to answer the chil between case of sleeve versus Melech. Let's see the Maisa will go out. Masha Gim Lech, the Maisa will not go out. Let's score this, the what's going on over here. Now, the Shach does ask a point, an interesting question over here. If the words of the Mechaber sounds like in all cases, when you have one piece touches 10 different pieces, Loch is every single piece of the Maisa being Osir, not in Spash B'Shova, there will be pockets over here, therefore we're going to ask every single piece over here. Not pockets, not in Spash B'Shova, therefore we're going to ask every piece over here. Now he said, let's analyze it. Let's say one piece is 59, and the second piece is 59, and all 10 pieces are 59 over here. When it touches the first piece, to ask the first piece, how much has to go out? Everything. Next piece it touches, there's no time of Issa going out. So I can tell me all 10 pieces are also, if it touches every single piece, according to the Maram. If we already asked the first piece, did not go out everything the whole time, the first piece won't be also. If it did go out everything, the second piece of mortar. So we have 10 pieces, let me bottle.
So any case where it's not
59 stone? Right, he's pointing out the klal is not a good klal. You have to calculate it, you have to take things into account.
Right.
And to say this klal is not a good klal. Now, now just to answer this question, Kivegir says very simply, sorry over here. The Shach himself gets involved, and it's very good to say the Sugi of Chanan. We're not saying the Sugi of Chanan over here. Therefore, Mechabashi did Chanan by Shai Asurim. Therefore, he has his cash over here. So, just so Osher say over Kivegir, one of the things he says over here, he said, just to answer the kasho, is that true? There's two sides over here. There's the Sugi of Chanan and the Sugi of Efshel Saiftai. I assume everyone knows the two different points over here. Chanan means that when you make the piece, also you need 60 verse the whole entire thing. Efshel Saiftai means not 60 verse the whole entire thing, but the piece can then become mutter. The piece always says also. Therefore, this chelav touches the thing in 59, it all goes in as it. Now, it goes all back except the mashu. So now it's all back inside, but this piece says asr, 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 asr. We can't squeeze it all out. So when I can't squeeze it all out, once. What?
Efshel means it's efshel.
So we can't. It's efshel asr, I can't squeeze it all out.
Efshel
asr. We pass an efshel asr. Shalom Gemara, we pass an efshel asr. It's a little left inside. The piece of my says also. Now go to the next piece. Do the same thing. So it says the Kivegir, very nice. Drop Chanan, you're right. Chanan. Well, Chanan. You have this hold of it. That's how we can ask every single piece over here. But Bez Hashem on Sunday, I assume the other one wants the next Chabura, not this Wednesday? Or,
yeah.
Right? Bez Hashem on Sunday. On Thursday, there is Yeshiva. The yeshiva buses do go. The Olam has.
No,
you live outside Yerushalayim. The yeshiva buses go anywhere inside Yerushalayim. In Yerushalayim, there are buses. We have. The yeshiva has Olam sitting and learning. There'll be chabur the last half hours and the seder like every single year in the back of Nagaviel. There is a locha that a Be'nei Yudal Ebnei Tezvav is supposed to be smeich both days Kitzas. Kitzas is relative. Every year we bring some wine, we're freilich. Maisla Hudumois Oro says Ramallah Lacha Maisla Lahidumois Oro Oro Zu Toro. And therefore says Ramallah, before you start your Purim Sudi, you have to have Torah. What better way to walk into Purim, starting with a Torah, having your first Seder on a case of a Thursday, then you're having Chabura, discuss the Sugya of being Paris Map and Makadish, maybe discuss the Sugya of having drugs as Adlo Yada, maybe why women have to drink on Purim, different ideas that are Halachla Maisla Nikea. And then that's how you can lead into being Mesmeach on Purim, Lahidumois Oro Zu Toro. Then came to your London. Fair enough.